The Truth News Network. In a time when the world is a dangerous place and facts are hard to come by, here's one refuge where only the truth resides. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here's your guardian angel, Dan Newman.
One more day of weekend, Sunday, and then we're back looking at another week. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman. A special show today at Truth News Network that will carry over into our Truth News Live on Monday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. We'll talk more about that later in our podcast today. Right now, we want to talk about the real COVID-19 story. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, conspiracies abound. Now, we don't chase conspiracies, and we don't chase conspirators here at TNN. But in our quest to ferret out the truth, we keep butting heads with details in the stratosphere that simply don't add up. So we've been here and are here investigating those things for you. But we've got a problem. Through the coronavirus chaos, we've conducted research using our normal investigative processes. But we keep running into closed doors and roadblocks that we've never seen before. There are occurrences on the streets of America that do not align with the news narrative, news, if you can call it news, or with facts and facts in quotation marks, presented by medical and government authorities. Too often during the last couple of months, many of those facts presented to us are actually not true. So what's going on? Millions of us tune in daily to that White House task force briefing of the latest coronavirus news. In each of them, we get updates on the numbers of infections, deaths, geographical data showing concentration of those infected, the latest medical findings, and then instructions on how for us to handle coronavirus in our personal lives. It's been in these briefings we've learned about possible cures like hydroxychloroquine, antibodies, and hopefully a soon-to-be-released vaccine. We're briefed on methods with which to interrupt the viral spreading, like social distancing and personal quarantine when necessary, the economic impacts of the state and federal shutdowns of businesses, and a never-ending string of stories which recount the personal horrors of the results of coronavirus. Our hearts are ripped apart numerous times each week with horrific examples of the unseen enemy's devastation. Of late, we see the task force projections that are given so demonstrably change, and they change sometimes daily. Certainly, some of these changes happen because of revelations of the unknown. Often, it results from inconclusive and sketchy information and data. We've been told by both Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci multiple times that projections or their models can only be created from data. And if they don't have accurate data, they can't create accurate projections or models until they get accurate data. We've even watched as these same experts discount information from other experts that shows up in the news. Dr. Fauci seems especially prone to get defensive when somebody questions facts that he shared or presents data which he's not seen before or analyzed personally. So, here's one of our questions today. Who has the right numbers? Whose data is the best and the most accurate? When will we get answers from our political and medical experts who will give us the confidence in their accuracy? We've discussed before the overwhelming and most effective tool of coronavirus. What is it? It's fear. It seems that a simple virus has forced its way into the mainstream thinking of every person on Earth while commanding the top spot in every news report. Meanwhile, corona fear usurps the thoughts of everybody. We've also said that corona fear's power comes solely from the fact that all about it, except its results, are unknown. Bundle that with naked fear and then dominating emotion of the uncertainty of the unknown, and the result is just plain, desperate fear. So what's ahead for us? I'm not a psychic. I'm not a prophet. I can't tell you very much about your day and how it's going to look tomorrow, your week or month ahead, or how this coronavirus pandemic is going to end. I can predict that this pandemic will end. I just cannot say, truthfully, when, or how. But what most are doing is gazing at the battlefield of coronavirus and its present devastation without looking at or adding in the other stuff. Let's for a bit today talk about that other stuff. While we consider it all, don't get lost in the past. And boy, that's hard to do if you look, listen, or watch media reports about it all. My goodness. In all the noise of the reporting, we're missing one absolute that we've got to get our arms around to be able to successfully move forward. And what is that? The truth. So let's, for just a moment, let's pause in this story and this conversation we're having, and let's dream a little bit together. We can do that. After all, it's Sunday. We can't go to church. We're going to pray, and we're going to sing and do praise and worship on our online broadcast from our church. But right now, let's dream together. Let's dream together about this. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Don Lemon of CNN, Rachel Maddow of MSNBC, Sean Hannity of Fox News would join Representative Adam Schiff, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and President Trump in a nationally televised broadcast Monday evening, tomorrow evening. And in that broadcast, they each take turns reading a paragraph from this unified written statement, or one just like it. Now, this is from me. This is from my heart. But just picture Don Lemon and Rachel Maddow standing with Sean Hannity, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and the president. And they're standing side by side, and they each take one of these paragraphs and give it to the nation. Listen to this. Tonight, Americans huddle in their homes, paralyzed with fear. No one knows what to do to survive what appears to be the greatest and most tragic event in our recent history, coronavirus. It is natural to fear what we cannot understand. It is natural to fear the might and determination of an enemy we cannot see. It is natural to obsess about our tomorrows, because none of us know what those tomorrows will look like, where they might find us, or if we will even have tomorrows. Many of us have, from fears and weaknesses, attacked those in our lives who we have labeled as our enemies, looking for ways to place blame for coronavirus at their feet. We are wrong for doing so. Autopsies are never prudent when someone is still alive, and this pandemic is still breathing, thriving, and daily it's growing stronger. We'll have plenty of time for finger-pointing and finding facts at the end of all this. It's time for us to all drop the tags of race, ethnicity, economic status, religion, political leaning, and sexual identity to become just plain old Americans. We as a nation have done just that numerous times in our history. Our nation was founded on the principle of all for one and one for all. We're at that very point in American history once more. It is sad it has taken wars, economic depressions, foreign terrorist attacks, political upheavals, riots, hurricanes, earthquakes, and tornadoes to trigger a change, a transition from a country comprised of millions of individuals to a country our forefathers called one nation under God. Are we at that point today? Can we get to that point? Can we achieve that lofty but worthy goal one more time? Will we stand as one while the task to defeat the latest onslaught of evil, to take on our nation, breathes its final breath? As a group of national leaders, we are today telling with one unified voice to each American that we are all in. We are committed to pull together, minus any and all previous prejudices and partisan perspectives, laying our personal and public agendas to the side to find answers together. We must beat coronavirus. We must renew and reinvigorate our liberty. We must once more rejoice in unison, rather than as individuals, for the blessings from living in the greatest and freest country in world history. We believe we can do these things with your help. And we are here to tell every American we must have you unified with us to puzzle as one our way through the war with this enemy, just as we have done again and again. What impact would that make on our country if those would get up in front of the nation and together give us that promise? How would it make you feel? Wouldn't it be nice to return to our booming economy without bitterness and anger for those different from us, but who have joined with us to become one? Wouldn't it be prudent for us all to do that instead of watching our lives melt away, slipping into the oblivion, as have dozens of other countries in world history? To do that, we must first find the truth of where we are in this fight. I'm certain we don't know that today. I'll repeat that. I'm certain we don't know where we are today, right now. There are far too many unanswered questions about this enemy for Americans to feel the confidence sufficient to make us join with our fellow citizens with one mind and one accord. There are many puzzle pieces, far too many puzzle pieces, that don't fit for us to unite comfortably. So, we got to do that. And we have a process that we've put in place. And as we told you earlier, this is going to carry over to tomorrow morning show, Truth News Net Live. It airs right here on our website, live from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. That's Central Time. And tomorrow, we're going to tell you in just a few minutes exactly what we're going to do. We being you and us. Let's pause for only 60 seconds. Back after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Join the Truth News Net army of the informed. Be on the cutting edge when a new story is posted at TNN. Sign up at the homepage of truthnewsnet.org. We never share, we never sell your email. The only thing we're selling is the truth. Join the TNN family today. We're growing from Bangor, Maine to Saigon, from Berlin to Moscow, from Rio Linda to Krakow, Poland, from Sevilla, Spain to McAllen, Texas, and Caribou Landing, Canada, from Salzburg, Zurich, and Milan to Shreveport, Louisiana, and all points in between. TNN has been named the single most important source of conservative American political news by the University of Moscow. It's regularly heard in Washington, D.C., and every major capital on every continent. Be part of this mass migration from propaganda to truth. Sign up today.
Thanks for being a part of our worldwide family.
TNN.
TruthNewsNet.org.
We're back at it at Truth News Network, and we're talking about the process of getting the truth. We've got to get it. Our questions, folks, have got to be answered. Americans must be given thorough and sourced answers so the confidence in our national leadership can be restored. If that doesn't happen, it is useless to believe that trust and unity can happen. We're all human, folks. We've got to know the truth. How can we make good decisions, good choices, if we don't have all the facts? Of what things are you speaking, you may ask? What do we not know? Well, listen to these few things, just a handful. Why every day do we at Truth News Network see reports, pictures, and live videos from reputable, though often not mainstream media sources, pictures and videos of hospitals in New York City, Los Angeles, and other cities, which we've been told are inundated with coronavirus patients, so much so that medical staff is even stepping over the bodies of the deceased in hallways where gurneys hold patients waiting to be looked at and then treated? Why do these videos and pictures show empty streets and sidewalks and hospital lobbies that we're told are so filled with coronavirus patients, medical staff is being brought in from other cities and states to help handle that overflow? Why are hospitals that are called at ground zero and report dozens of daily deaths and using refrigerator trucks to service temporary morgues? Why are none of which we are shown anywhere, national, local, or international news sources, prove those things in any way? Why, when one does a Google search using this to search, and you can copy this if you want to and try it yourself, in my Google search bar, I'll put this: pictures or videos from inside hospitals showing all the patients in the emergency room and elsewhere that are being treated for coronavirus. When I do that, not one result that pops up, 7 pages deep, offers any pictures or videos from any U.S. hospital at all that show anything about patients. I've conducted that search a dozen times in the last week. Same results every time. Now, we'll say this. One picture does show up that shows a bunch of coronavirus patients in a long room, presumably an intensive care room. It's actually part of a CBS News story. I'm going to hold the details of that until tomorrow when we talk live, and we'll discuss with you the truth of that CBS story and that picture from their story. Why in the media spin surrounding the arrivals of the U.S. Naval ships Mercy in Los Angeles last week and the U.S. Naval ship Comfort in New York City early this past week, each with 1,000-bed capacity, why have a combined total of fewer than 20 patients as of Sunday night? 20 patients. That's 2,000 hospital beds and millions of dollars to get those hospital ships ready and transported and moved to New York City and L.A. Why are there only 20 patients total between the two? Why in the nauseating gluttony for dirty news by today's mainstream media have we not seen reporters and photographers storming into those hospitals to get those scandalous pictures of thousands of patients dying from this disease? Yeah, those are some good questions. And it doesn't take a conspiracy theory to wonder about why these things are happening or things are not happening. So listen up. This is very important. Here's what we're going to do tomorrow morning, Monday morning on TNN Live. We're going to open up our microphones and telephones to all of you to join our conversation about these exact things. Nothing but these things on Monday morning. We're not going to do so to throw rocks at anybody for doing something wrong or doing nothing at all. We're going to do this to hopefully instigate an environment of ravenous hunger for the truth in all of this. None of you must miss our live show from 9 to 11 Central tomorrow morning, Monday morning. We'll begin the show with the latest factual information, you know, the details, the list of statistics, government directions added to the Monday morning real news about coronavirus. We plan to then open our phone lines for an hour and a half for you to join us live to discuss your thoughts, any information you have personally, questions you may have, and the things we all need to do together to get this massive fix underway. You can't fix it until you find out what has broken it and make changes. Now write this number down. This is how you join us. It's real simple. Toll free, 866-37-TRUTH. In all numbers, that's 866-378-7884. 866-378-7884. Now when you call in, it'll ring and you'll hear somebody pick up. You got to wait just a couple of seconds and I'll answer you. I'll welcome you by saying, welcome to TNN Live. Who are you? First name only. And where are you calling from? And then we go from there. We just take off to there. If you have verified information with sources that you can give to validate any of this information, or give us other information that you can validate with sources, please, please share it with us and all of our partners and vicariously your partners. We have tens of thousands who will be listening in tomorrow. And if you're not called in before, you never have, don't worry. I'll steer you through our conversation in a way in which you'll feel very comfortable to share your thoughts, ask your questions, and give us what you know. Remember this, you're a partner in this, each of you. This is your voice, your way to share on a large scale all the things in coronavirus that you know, that you don't know, questions and concerns that you have, and even things you don't understand. We're in this to find ways to move forward together. But moving forward cannot happen until we find the truth. And our leaders not only commit to transparency, which they do every day, but they got to open the doors of mystery and give all Americans the answers. We're not stupid. We can look at movies and pictures and we can read. We can ask and hear questions asked and answered. We want answers. So we'll just sum it up this way. I'll see you in the morning, 9 a.m. Central. Don't you be late and don't you dare miss. Set an alarm clock if you're out west. You want to make sure you don't miss this show, folks. And by the way, share this. Share this story and this conversation. Forward the podcast, whatever you need to do. You can copy and paste anything from our website. It's all wide open information. No security to keep you from doing that. We want you to spread facts. Send this. Share it with your friends, your family, your relatives, people you work with. You're all going to have a lot of time on Monday, I promise. We're all going to be on the bench. Nobody's in the game. The game is paused with a long timeout. It's called coronavirus. Have a good rest of your Sunday, rest of your weekend. Think it through. Get some questions. Get some suggestions. And we'll talk tomorrow morning. We'll see you at 9 Central, 9 a.m. sharp, at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
From McAllen, Texas, to Berlin, Germany, the universal language is truth on TNN.
The truth.